Iron Rider, hour number two underway. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. Mike Chambers here with you, along with Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. Before the break, we were talking about these housing prices and the economy. And I got to tell you, gentlemen, you know, the thought about, you know, do you keep this place and pay a mortgage that, you know, where you might be paying more than the house is worth? You sit and wonder, you know, do you stay in it or do you get out? But then the question comes up, what about other properties that are available out there? Some of them, yeah, you can get for a song, but for these people who've been foreclosed on and who are out, you know, out on the streets, you're going to see rental property, the prices of those properties, you know, for somebody just to, you know, to lay their head down at night, those are going to skyrocket.
Oh, yeah, because these people that can't afford mortgages or, you know, lose out, I mean, they're still going to be housing. And that's what a lot of these people that use these scare tactics, oh, well, everybody's going to be on the street. Well, no, these houses, you know, they're going to be leased out. I've got a guy that lives across the street from me here that's working on the Trans-Texas Corridor, and he's from Ohio, him and a group of guys. So they're renting the house next door, you know, meantime. And though the houses aren't selling, they still are being occupied by renters. And, you know, the more and more the you know, like you said, these housing prices get outrageous and less the dollar's worth. We're going to see a lot more rental properties, you know, at a cheaper price. And all that is just, you know, all these houses that we think we own are just being transferred into the banker's homes. It's just another consolidation of a wealth, you know just like during the first Depression. There was a lot of people making a lot of money during the Depression. It's just Joe Sixpack out there, the average blue collar worker. You know, he was pretty much enslaved, trying to feed his family.
Oh yeah, and you know, there's the thing that, you know, people often forget is that wealth is never destroyed; it is merely redistributed. In pure Rothschild fashion, you're going to have, you know, you'll, and I'm surprised we haven't seen more of it. Of these, you know, these heavy investors coming in and picking up the stuff for a song, and that may be going on. We just don't see it. But yeah, I mean, you know, just the number of people. And, you know, when you think about it, in 3 months, 330,000 families, and what size of an average family? What, 3-4 people in it?
It's probably,
you know,
about right.
Yeah. You know, so there's over 1 million people who've been displaced in the last 3 months.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the UK. It came out that 8% of the people there paying mortgages are paying them with credit cards. I mean,
yeah.
That is scary. I mean, you know, that is just, you know, just watching the housing market, you know, how bad it is. I mean, just over there. I mean, it's not just here, but, you know, people like you and I, Mike, are kind of stuck in these little bubbles where people are in denial because, you know, we have this huge influx of, you know, this migrant population coming in. So we still see houses being built here, but, you know, I see just as many being foreclosed and sold. So, I mean, there's people making money. It's just, you know, average Joes are being, you know, having their land taken away from them, what little property they do have, and being forced to rent or, you know, and you know, lower their standard of living.
Right. And, you know, but the thing that amazes me, though, is all those houses that still continue to be built. I mean, it's literally mind-blowing. You watch the crews that are out there, and, I mean, they're putting – the thing is the speed with what they're putting these houses up now, guys – is really beginning to increase. Back in a minute with more news to go through. There's actually too dead gum much news to go through. We're not going to be able to hit everything tonight, but we're going to try. Talk about the law of the sea treaty when we get back on the other side, plus more. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight, talking about some of the news that's occurred in the last couple of weeks. Guys, real quick, let's take a quick call from Gary in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, sir. You are on.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, Graybeard. What do you know?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Your friend from New York, I don't remember what his name is, but a Pac-Man is his handle on the email address. Excuse me. He wrote me a nice email querying me about the, what I want to say, the technical things on my computer.
Yes.
So he could try to help me.
Uh-huh.
And I gave him all the required information, sent it to him, and I got the dang thing returned. Address the unknown.
Oh,
I don't know what happened there. He needs
so we're
going to
have John
again.
New York get, yeah.
He needs have to him try get back again and give me a valid email address, the information I sent him, so he can help me out, because
there you go.
I would love to participate in your chat room.
Well, we would love for you to. You have a question for or a comment for anything we've been talking about tonight?
No, not at all. That was a personal problem I had that only you could address. If the guy from New York's listening, maybe he'll... He was really nice. He sent me an email that night. I mean, he was right on the money, but
yeah.
I couldn't get back to him.
Right. Yeah, if all else fails, I think you've got my email address. Just email me, and I'll forward it to him.
Okay, I'll do that.
There we go. All right, Gary, right, you have a
bye.
Good night. All right, gentlemen, loss of the Law of the Sea Treaty. I've called it the Loss of the Sea Treaty because it's just going to be one of these things that once, you know, anything the UN gets their hands on, it's either screwed up or people start dying, or both, which is usually the instance when it involves the UN. Let's talk about the Law of the Sea Treaty a little bit and kind of where it stands, and Doug, we'll get your comments after Lee.
Well, sure, Mike. I mean, basically what we have here is that this Law of the Sea Treaty was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by a 17-4 vote. And really what it does, it really restricts U.S. sovereignty. It basically gives more power to the international order. And, I mean, pretty much what's interesting, there's actually a Reuters article on this whole thing. And they actually stated in this article that one of the positive things about this is that our military, our Navy, would be able to pretty much go anywhere in the world. And what's really interesting is that this coincides with another document that was recently released by the Navy called a Cooperative Strategy for 21st Century Sea Power. And essentially what it looks like they're setting up, they're trying to establish a one-world Navy with this whole thing using our military, our Navy. And, I mean, it can't be coincidence that you've got this document that outlines an international Navy force and the future of 21st century sea power and all this stuff, and it talks about international cooperation and all this stuff. And it just can't be a coincidence that you have this document coming from the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Marines. It's a joint document. And this Law of the Sea Treaty all of a sudden becoming a hot issue again.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many times has that thing been put down in the past? I know it disappeared during the Clinton administration, and I think at least one other time.
Well, more than 150 nations have already signed on to it, Mike, and it's 25 years old, actually, but it's just been languishing there in the Senate for quite some time. And Joe Biden, I think, is one of the guys trying to resurrect this, just like he's trying to resurrect the idea that the Council on Foreign Relations had a long time ago, and that was, you know, breaking Iraq off into sections. He's really, you see him as a mouthpiece for a lot of this New World Order agenda coming out, and he's one on there that's pushing this. But, you know, Lee's exactly right. I mean, the U.S. military will not need permission to go anywhere, and it extends our miles, or the natural gas and other resources the U.S. can grab up to 200 miles. But, you know, you're talking about, you know, fishermen having to have passports. It's a huge control mechanism on the sea for travel as well for, you know, people of the U.S. or the world in general. I mean, once they get out there, I mean, you have the military policing, the U.S. military nonetheless, policing the world. It's very scary, but, you know, you can just see these things just coming right back into action.
Yeah, you know, when fishermen with passports. hold this lobster while I grab it for you. Thanks. My gosh. I mean, you know, it's definite, gentlemen, that you see the whole framework of this New World Order really beginning to start to take shape. And this treaty is just another piece of that, granted. But the whole, you know, the control grid that they're trying to set up now, not only just in individual countries, but globally. And this piece here is just one piece of that. I mean, next, you know, what are you going to do with traveling by highway from country to country once this control grid, you know, steps down? What's the next treaty to follow there?
Oh, yeah,
Mike.
I mean,
it's hard to say. I mean, basically, this whole enslavement grid is really starting to ratchet up around us. And you know what's interesting? I actually came across an article about how in Chicago, the Dutch Royal Shell gas stations are actually testing out biometric pay systems. So you use your fingerprint, your finger, to purchase gasoline. They've had a test program with grocery stores as well. And, I mean, literally, this is the future. And basically, they're trying to sell all this technology, this enslavement technology to us as a convenience. And, you know, the RFID chips, the tracking devices, and all this other stuff is going to be coming down the pipe. You know, they're all going to sell it to us like it's something that's more convenient, even though it's actually designed to enslave us. It's really scary.
So in the future now, when you get robbed, instead of them just taking their money, taking your money, they cut off your finger.
Pretty much, Mike. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so convenient. We can just walk through, and I don't have to stand in line at the register. I don't have to face the surly cashier girl because I have 16 items instead of 12. All I have to do is just flash my finger and out I go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how all this stuff is sold and acclimates it to to the public is convenience. And it was funny. I was in a grocery store the other day, and whatchamacallit, I was using credit card. I know, shame on me. And the kid said, you know, he's sitting there and he's going through and he's punching it in. And he's like, you know those commercials that Visa has? He goes, so untrue. Cash is so much better. And I was like, yeah, I know. it's great. It's easy to sell it. I mean, you know, just like RFID, all these biometrics. I mean, you know, nobody likes crime. So nobody wants to, give up their liberty for, freedom. These people double think around this stuff, and they don't think about it one bit. I wouldn't give up liberty for freedom. Well, you know, people don't realize, I mean, you're giving up your freedom and all your Fourth Amendment rights for convenience. And that's how they're really getting a lot of this stuff through, by proxy. Well, if you want to use Google or Gmail, you know, Google Mail, well, you know, it's going to have Google Analytics go through each one of those. But people are kind of giving up their rights to personal freedom by signing on for free services, and it's just a further move to remove whatever rights we still have left just by proxy. I mean, we're talking about AT&T. I mean, you have no choice. I mean, if you sign a contract with them, anything you say or use or email through them is their private information to sell whatever way that they want. And you know, that's just it's just a rising trend. We really do see this police state being built, and it's a scary thing.
Well, and the fact, you know, Lee, I'll pose this question to you. The fact that, you know, we're such a fast food society, that's our mentality, that we don't want to wait for anything. And the fact that this type of technology would be easy to sell, will we actually see another currency like the Amero, or will they go strictly cashless?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Mike, because basically I've mentioned this many times on the show I do and on my website, but basically the goal of Visa, according to one of their top executives, was to have a cashless society by 2012. Now, you see that. You see the increase of technology and how everything has really started to ratchet up in terms of the processing power of computers and network speed and what have you. Not only that, but you see this global warming carbon tax credit system that they want to set up, where actually people would actually be able to buy carbon credits from big multinational corporations if they ran out. So, I mean, you see this unholy marriage of this technology, this global carbon tax credit scam that they're trying to put in place, and it's anybody's guess as to where they're going to take this thing.
Well, they're going to shove it right down our throats is what they're going to do, and going to end up with us all broke, eating our daily ration. That's the only way I can see this going, guys, in the end, is that we'll all be sitting at a table in a mass cafeteria together, sucking down our gruel for the day and trying to wash it down with some vodka that we got off the black market from somebody because we traded something just to make the blues go away. That seems
French
to be where
bread we're wine.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's 1984 all over again.
That's the thing is that people don't get it that the economy is being looted. I think they're still watching the tickers, and maybe, you know, I mean, looking at the Dow and the way it crashed the last couple of days is definitely they're definitely putting a lot of doubt into it. I mean, that's the thing. These are all fake numbers. I mean, we have the plunge protection team. If you don't know about it, they're there to ensure that the economy doesn't plunge, and they're working overtime to at least balance it out and maintain this facade of to the American people so that we stay vested in it. You know, they're really crashing this thing out from underneath us, and you know, we might not have any choice in it. We might be eating gruel if we don't, you know, fight this information war. I mean, it's game over if we get to that point.
Yeah, back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Table tonight, yeah, but it's Mike Chambers here with you on a Friday night, the 2nd of November 2007. Don't forget, folks, the clocks fall back this weekend. They changed it in 2005, and we were all set to move ours back last weekend. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of older computers that have already jumped back, and some of my others are still holding on, and I'm just fingers crossed that they'll fall back at the appropriate time on the Saturday night, Sunday morning. So, they set the stupid stuff in place, and then they go and change it and play stupid games. They just need to leave the stuff alone. I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, why would you even, well, it's extra time for farming. Well, nobody's farming here anymore, so why does it matter? Well, they aren't. I mean, let's talk a minute, guys, about industry in this country. It's gone. There's no industrial base. The bulk of our food now is already coming from overseas, or from Mexico. We create absolutely nothing in this country anymore.
Well, that's pretty much correct. I mean, basically our manufacturing base is, being sold out as part of this whole globalist New World Order agenda. And one thing that really concerns me is the fact that we could very well have food shortages and things like that in this country in the very near future, primarily because of this biofuel scam. I mean, you had this guy from the United Nations actually say that the the whole deal with biofuels is a scam, and pretty much by using food and putting it into fuel, essentially what you're going to do is drive the price of food up, and of course you have less supply of food to feed people. And if, let's say, we have a situation where it's a disaster, you have martial law and all this other crazy stuff that they're planning to bring down on us, then you're going to have some real problem with food. So I urge everybody out there to get prepared and get some storable food or MREs or something, because, I mean, you've got to be prepared with everything that's going on around us.
Yeah, and the other thing that I found interesting, I heard a corn farmer being interviewed the other day. I guess it was during an ag report or something that I was listening to on the radio. And he was talking that, you know, right now they cannot produce the yield enough to supply food, the corn, to farmers for cattle and for pigs and other things that they go to feed livestock. And so that's driving the price of those items up. So not only are you feeling the pinch with the corn prices, you're feeling the pinch with the meat prices, the pork prices, and other everything else. Plus, they're saying now that the only way to increase the yield with this corn is genetically modified corn, which when you start growing that and putting it in the same pastures and fields with these other items, or with regular corn that's not GMO, you in essence infect the non-GMO crop with the genetically modified crop when they cross-pollinate. So we're stuck eating the crap food for the rest of our lives.
Well, yeah, you know, you're talking about a two-class system. I mean, you know, like I said, Rockefeller, Rothschild, and a lot of these elitists aren't eating the same GMO stuff that we are. But, you know, that's the whole scam, is that we're using food for fuel, especially like, you know, all this big, you know, go green, use yellow, or whatever, however they say it about ethanol. It doesn't really produce any less, even if you believe in Al Gore's scam, it doesn't produce much less CO2 or carbon emissions than regular gasoline, but we're feeling a pinch. I mean, they are having riots in Mexico, tortilla riots, because of the price of corn.
Yeah.
And people here don't realize it because it's not reported in the mainstream media, and they're like, oh, well, I'm doing something good for the environment. Yeah, you're starving thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in the southern region of America. That's what you're doing. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, there's plenty of oil. I mean, look at Mexico. It's such a huge untapped reserve of natural gas. I mean, and there's so many different technologies that we could use besides the food supply. It's a scam. I mean, you know, every year we eat more food than the world produces, and now you want to also use it to run cars? I mean, give me a break.
But rest assured, somebody's making money at it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
somebody's
most
gaining
definitely
additional control to all of it. That's where, you know, all you always trace all these items back. That there's somebody somewhere that's lying in the palms of somebody's pocket with some cash, who's in Congress or in the White House for that matter, and is getting their little initiative passed and brought to the forefront. And I mean, we tried this ethanol with gasohol back in the 70s with Jimmy Carter. It was failed then. It's going to fail again, because dollar for dollar, there is no difference between ethanol and gasoline. It's going to keep the prices the same. Plus, alcohol in an engine has a tendency to dry the engine parts out, which leads to earlier breakdown and oil pumps going bad. I know. I used to run methanol in a car that had a problem with moisture in the tank, so I would drop a little methanol in every little bit. You never seen a four cylinder run so fast. But you know, that's go ahead real quick. Go about 10 seconds.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, that it's just a shame that I see that people out here in Texas are now starting to grow agave crops, you know, because there's such a high demand for tequila. And it's funny because as the world worsens, you find that more and more crops like alcohol are a lot better than corn. And you know, we
Mac,
have people
just
starving.
A second, guys. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Final half hour for the week. Let's take a phone call. John in New York, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, I just heard a little bit about the show, and I was watching Endgame when I got up to put the little dog out, and I heard Greybeard said that he wanted me to call or something.
Why? He tried to email you back, and the email bounced back for some reason.
Okay.
from him to you.
I'll try again on a different email service.
There you go.
I heard a little bit what you guys are talking about, the wheat and the ethanol or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Or corn and ethanol.
Corn and ethanol. Well, they even are saying the wheat that the bread store is saying that they're having to go up 20% because of the wheat problem finding it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. I found that interesting. So, as the farmers are going to wholesale dump these cows because they're not going to be able to feed them. It's a losing proposition for them. So there'll be a bigger mass kill-off of those cows, so it's going to, you know, even double the meat prices after that big dump goes by because there'll be less of them.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff is coming at us from so many different directions, gentlemen. Lee, I mean, this is just a part and parcel again, I think, of the breaking of this country. You get it to the point where people can't even afford to eat, and so eventually they have to, people go crawling on their knees to the government and say, help us. Please do something. Well, we're starving.
They'll bring in the roadkill from outside the country at cheaper prices than they can sell here, and the farmers will be dumping it this winter. And come spring, summer, a lot of the herd will be killed off ahead of time, and because they won't be able to afford to feed them over the winter, because they'll either die in the field or they're at selling, one of the two.
Yeah, good point. Lee, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, they're hitting us from all directions. I mean, this whole thing with the food and whatnot, I mean the farmers are really getting squeezed. I mean, they want to mandate chipping animals. You have like a $10 microchip putting in all the farm animals. I mean, just so big agriculture can ensure that all these small farmers and these family farmers just get the shaft. I mean, it's coming from all directions, and it's really difficult to even fathom all the stuff that's happening. But it's happening. It's being done by design.
Yeah, Doug, what are your thoughts?
Food is a great weapon.
Fear. Food and fear.
Yeah. It's great, I think that the elitists love it. I mean, you're getting rid of, the poor third world population. The UN spends a lot of money to euthanize them. Well, why not get this huge initiative going here for us to use corn as a fuel? And, the people in Mexico and, all of South America will starve and die. And, you get rid of Chavez and all these nasty poor people that are opposed to NAFTA and GATT. And, it's population control. And, the thing is, there's so many sources of energy that are out there that, are untapped that we don't even use. And for that matter, I mean, tons of oil. I mean, so why are we, going and, starving these people of the third world? And, it's just going to come here. I mean, it's inevitable, prices are going to start doubling, tripling, quadrupling in the supermarkets. And, like you said, you're going to have to go on bent knee to grovel for some kind of a subsidy from the government to feed your family.
Yeah, and then they're going to feed us the genetically modified crap with who knows what's in it from China, and you're going to have more people die. I mean, we are literally with our food supply and the food system itself, we're an E. coli outbreak away from hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people dying. Because of some tainted product that's coming from overseas. I mean, it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a sad situation, and I just wish that these good, well-meaning environmentalists would catch on to the scam and realize, that there's so many horrible things that we're doing to the environment that are way worse than carbon emissions.
Yeah, indeed. John, anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple of quick things. I was thinking cui bono, who would benefit from those fires out there. And the biggest enemies to those black water groups were the people in the towns trying to vote them out. So that would,
right.
They would benefit from that. That's my suspects on that. And what are the letters of NASCAR? I don't even follow that. Is it NAS?
For NASCAR?
Yeah. What's the abbreviation, the letters?
National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was not American stuff anymore. But, they need to use the rising sun to when they come across the checkered line, the flag.
Well, the thing is, Ford and Chevy and, Dodges, none of those are made here in the U.S. There's some of the parts are assembled here. But the bulk of that is done overseas now.
Yeah, that's why I think they could wave the Chinese flag or the Japanese flag when the cars go around because it's no longer American cars.
Yeah, that's
the other thing
is,
I think Bush is kind of fighting with Gore on this idea, but I think Bush is going to win out. He said he's going to add an extra hour to AM and PM, so we have 26 hours a day, and that will give us more jobs. Plus, all the clocks have to have their faces repainted for 13 hours, so that will be more jobs.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, make it more productive. That way we can go have that third job. It's a great place, America. Isn't it great? She works three jobs. That's a great thing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it just sicken you to watch Bush, you know, sit there? That's great. You know, that's American. He can't even do one job right.
No, I know. Let's real quickly, guys. Israel wanting to become a part of NATO. I thought that was probably, while it's deadly serious, is a laughable story. That, you know, here's this country that's calling, you know, is guilty of causing angst all over the world, especially in the Middle East, and now they want NATO protection, essentially. Lee, let's start with you.
Well, I don't see why they're even bothering, because Israel is pretty much the 51st state of the United States of America anyway. So, I'm honestly not sure why they're even bothering. But you know, the whole thing's a joke. I mean, I don't buy too much into that whole thing. It's more crap that's being put out there. And I mean, literally, I mean, considering that our government subsidizes Israel with all sorts of military weapons and things of that nature, you know, it's just a big fiasco anyway. So, who knows if Israel will be accepted into NATO? But I mean, considering all the arms we supply to Israel anyway, it really doesn't matter in my view.
Well, that. And Israel's running with a budget surplus. So why do we need to be giving them any money anyway?
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous, the fact that our infrastructure over here is just in a complete shambles, and the country is perfectly falling apart at the seams, yet we can somehow find a way to send them weapons and things like that as a result of our taxpayer dollars here, and it doesn't make any sense. It's completely insane, and I just don't understand. We shouldn't be supplying arms to any foreign nation, as far as I'm concerned. Just stay out of these entangling alliances. I don't even think we should be in NATO, quite honestly.
No, what's it done for us? Nothing.
Right.
All it's done is cost us a lot of money and time and equipment and investment in these other countries. But then again, if we left, we would probably destroy the economies of all these countries, because we're so pervasive, and especially Germany, and Europe, places like Spain, Italy, those areas, man, we pull out, man, those places would be ghost towns in nothing flat, but we have no business over in those countries in the first place. Never did. Doug, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. It's just politicking. I mean, they're just trying to legitimize the huge, amount of money that the American taxpayers are giving to Israel. I mean, we're giving them billions of dollars for bombs. They're exempt from the IAEA, any kind of nuclear inspections. Like Lee said, what does it really matter at this point? I mean, they're really the 51st state of the U.S. or, you know, the West, and they're just a place that we like to store bombs, and they get exemptions and passes from everybody because they just claim Holocaust. If you say anything bad about Israel, oh, you're a Holocaust denier. So they have that ace up their sleeve. But yeah, NATO's in shambles. I mean, if you look at most of the countries in there, I mean, we're just selling them our old worthless junk boats. It's really laughable. That NATO has any real power. I mean, all the power is really the military industrial complex that is carrying it out. NATO's more of just out there kind of something to pacify people and say, oh yeah, this is the good guys, the NATO. But they don't. I mean, if you look at Greece, their navy, they don't have a navy. They're not. It doesn't really matter if they're part of it. It's so laughable.
Yes, we supply the ouzo for NATO. It's our contribution to the plan. But I guess, if we did allow Israel into NATO, I guess maybe one thing, to show how interested they are, they could supply all the troops and take over the NATO role in Afghanistan. Let's see how long that lasts. I guarantee
well,
it lasts
yeah,
about
yeah,
10
I'll
seconds, they wouldn't go.
Long. Yeah,
well, I think
certainly
that was
won't last
Russia.
Too long, that's for sure.
Well, I think that's right. Putin was not too upset whenever, right after September 11th, we demanded to take over Afghanistan. They're like, hey, we've been there for 25 years. Good luck quelling those guys. Have fun. enjoy the party over there. So, you know, I think it's really in their disinterest. I mean, that's the Israel has money. They have tons of tactical nukes, cluster bombs, but they don't have a whole lot of people. So, you know, if they joined NATO, that would at least, in my mind, force their children to go and fight for these bloodlust wars that their government is helping perpetrate.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, you know, Afghanistan for NATO and for us is turning out exactly like it did for the Russians, where the Russians had initial success. They go in and put their puppet government in, and all holy hell breaks loose afterwards. You know, you think that you've won victory, and you start relaxing your guard, and the Taliban comes right back, and the ruthless fighters and the way they go about it, and now, you know, NATO is getting its head handed to them all in one fell swoop. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
So awesome. The programming has been very, very good this week, guys, and I've really enjoyed it. With regard to Afghanistan, I was just remarking to a friend the other day, maybe you can highlight on this one. Remember when they went over there, when the Russians went over there, you know, they weren't nation building over there. They weren't trying to nation build when they went in there. So there's many the parallels. What we're doing over there now in Afghanistan are not, you know, what the Russians were trying to accomplish back then. And it's funny, you know, that's when Carter started paying for the freedom fighters to go after the Russians in a big way. And that was the sort of, I guess, the dawn of Osama bin Laden and his gang, which, as far as I'm concerned, the Taliban are just nothing more than hired mercenaries that are paid off, whether by the CIA or whoever needs them to raise some ruckus in Pakistan or in Afghanistan. And I just wanted to go back to the food issue. I was just reading that because we're a very fast-dependent society, like you were saying, Mike, we're a demanding society, that the food supply is very much in jeopardy because the food reserves that we used to have during the Cold War, for instance, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and the grain and things like that, are just not there anymore because we've become so dependent on our produce being shipped to us right away. So that in a national emergency, I really wonder how long a society such as Canada or America would really bear up with food supplies being so contingent on the Chinese or Mexican ports and these new NAFTA highways. So sounds like they could just pull the plug on us anytime they wanted.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the call. Thanks, Lee, man. Your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, what's going on here in the United States is, of course, you have all these people living this false reality, and they have no clue about any of this stuff. So, I mean, what's going to happen is if you have these food shortages and what have you, there's going to be a very small percentage of people who are going to be prepared for this. And those people are going to be people who listen to this radio program, you know, patriots, and people know what's really going on. The vast majority of the public in this country, in Canada and Mexico, I mean, are ill-prepared for any sort of food shortage. And, you know, if things really play out, as I think they will, with the economic collapse and everything else that's coming down the pipe, then, food shortages are going to be a real concern. And, you know, like I said before, I mean, just be prepared. And be prepared to defend your food, too, because in such a scenario, people are going to try to steal your food. So make sure you have a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Doug, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to minimize your exposure to the economy, and that's one of the biggest things. I mean, if you've got 401ks, if you've got money in the stock market, I would say pull it out and put it into something tangible. I mean, like you're talking about, we were talking about, you know, homemade rot gut vodka and French bread wine. You should get good bartering items. I mean, alcohol is very tangible, and you know, in times of you know, economic crisis, especially, you know, the grain. I mean, you know, he was talking about wheat and grain, hops, all of these key ingredients in alcohol are going up. So, you know, I'd say put your money in alcohol. It's definitely going to rise. And, as it gets worse and worse and worse, people are going to drink more and more and more. But, yeah, definitely, you can have all the rations in the world, but you better have something to protect them. Because, like you said, people are going to be desperate. Just look at Hurricane Katrina. How those people. I mean, it was a madhouse. At best, it's going to be a very bad depression. At best, and so you should prepare yourself not just for the short term, but the long term as well.
Liquor, smokes, and toilet paper.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's going to need the TP, and the items that people are going to want, and if you got any type of cheap entertainment too, I think that would be something that could definitely be bartered. But yeah, I think people have got to start stocking up. We've been doing it here. But there's no way, you can't just do it all at once. We're a family of six, and I would love to just call Steve Schenck up at eFoods Direct and say, send me a bunch, but there's just absolutely no way on a family of six you can do it. So we're laying in money, just, laying in here, laying in there, trying to do, those type of things when we can. But just every little bit that you do starting now, it all helps. The key thing is just to get started. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Catherine in Montana, Bill in Idaho. We're going to try to squeeze you both in on the other side of the break. It will be like a four-minute segment, so hurry back. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back Back here, final segment on the Midnight Rider for the week. Glad you're with us. Real quickly, Catherine in Montana. Catherine, I'm going to give you about 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Great show as always. We should get out of the UN. We should have never gone in there. My late parents said that in the 50s and 60s. As far as the other countries go, pull them all out, vote Ron Paul, stock up. That's nothing new. If parents grew up in the Depression, they told the rest of us kids that. Talk to you at another time. I believe that you know what's going to hit the fan after Christmas.
Yeah, you very well may be right. Catherine, thanks for the call.
God bless Lee, all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate you. Lee, take 20 seconds and comment there.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's hard to say when this whole thing is going to really ratchet up. I mean, we can always speculate. But you see the volatility in the dollar. You see the rising gold price. You see all this crazy stuff happening with the legislation that's being passed, this martial law apparatus, the police state, the whole nine yards. I mean, they're setting up for something. It's probably going to happen sooner than later.
Yeah, Doug, what about you real fast, 20 seconds.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this top-off drill, you know, you see the federal government, the Department of Defense and Northern Command taking over so many of these functions of government. I mean, you can only imagine why they're drilling for this. You know, like you were saying earlier, we're one pandemic or one terror event away from martial law. So, you know, I don't know when it's going to happen or when they're going to burst the bubble. You know, it is manipulated in fiat, but definitely – it's not looking good, and it's coming to fruition here real soon.
Yeah, Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. About 60 seconds.
Well, NMR guest, I certainly would appreciate you folks understanding and appreciating that we have a lot of new listeners and guests, and the mind control is evident at the highest levels of command and planning. It is not our government by virtue of the usurpation or thefts that has gone on, and we should always remember to emphasize that. In regard to Israel, the Sabbatean Ashkenazi component of those Nazis have obviously orchestrated this and very effectively, and therefore we need to support Ron Paul and his efforts. But as far as our preparation and our preparedness, if we are getting our liberty teeth organized, we need to be directing that muzzle in the direction of the enemy, and we should stand ready to support and to lend aid to even those that have not taken enough time or attention to become actively aware and informed. And in that, we will win a bloodless revolution by virtue of a whole mind and heart conversion, and ultimately be able to sit down with a nice glass of Glenfiddich and toast our success by virtue of the fact that we would be able to help rescue the rest of the world that has been darkened by virtue of our own ignorance or inattention. But bless you all, and thank you so very much.
Thanks,
please,
Bill.
Look at that October 16th discussion in regard to Reekers. If you do, you can burst their bubble. It's a very important issue. Bless you, gentlemen.
Bill, thanks for the call. All right, guys, you know, as always, this show just blows by so quickly here. Lee, you mentioned your website real quick, and take about 15 seconds to do that real quick.
Sure, Mike. It's roguegovernment.com, alternative news website dedicated to fighting this crazy enslavement system that's coming on around us. So be sure to check it out.
Doug, set your timer, 15 seconds. Talk about your site.
You can go to my site, blacklistednews.com, as well. It's another alternative news site with my own twist on it. And you can also check out intelstrike.com, and it's a collaborative site from Lee, myself, as well as a few others. We have about 11 writers, and there's tons of great news information there as well. So please check out intelstrike.com.
Find somebody you love, guys, and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great weekend. See you Monday. With